Well, let's visit with Pete McClymont, who is the Vice President for Public Affairs with Nebraska Cattlemen and also is President of the Coalition of Nebraska Livestock Groups called We Support Agriculture, which is the group that has been preparing for and getting ready for a possible ballot initiative in Nebraska. Also, of course, helping to tell agriculture story, livestock industry story around the state. Pete, you were telling me that we've got a new development with the Humane Society of the United States. It's kind of interesting.
Yes, yesterday on Thursday, HSUS started a new membership drive in the state of Nebraska, wanting to spread their word and their agenda. And so one of the interesting comments they made in their press release was that they said some of their measures in trying to promote this membership drive was because of, and I quote, polarizing politicians. And so we greatly appreciate the governor, Senator Tom Carlson from Holdridge Ag, chair for the Ag Committee, and we're going to stand behind them. And like we've told people all along, we wanted to make people aware of the possibilities of what extreme animal rights groups like PETA and HSUS are all about. And so we're here to say, we told you so, and we're ready, and we're going to stand up for Nebraska agriculture.
So is this possibly a precursor to a ballot initiative? I know there's been speculation about that for some time.
Wayne Pacelli, the CEO of HSUS, said that they were not going to attempt a ballot initiative in 2012. He won't quantify it beyond that. So as we've told people all along, we don't know what their intentions are. All we know that we're going to stand up for Nebraska's farmers and ranchers because it's a critical part of our economy. And so we care for animals every day, just like on the Christmas of 2009 when we were battling a blizzard. So from that standpoint, we believe in our state and our ag producers, and we're going to be prepared.
If they were to come with a ballot initiative, say, 2014, they're going to spend a lot of money, as they have in other states. Mm-hmm. Can the livestock industry combat a large campaign like that?
Absolutely, and the reality of it is, as I've said many times in giving my presentation for We Support Ag, is that obviously we can't compete with the amount of money they get in trying to appeal to people to help dogs and cats when their agenda is really against agriculture. The fact of the matter is Nebraskans are fair people, and everywhere I go I give presentations like I gave one last week in Alliance to their local REA annual meeting. I had great reception, and so people understand the importance of agriculture, and as long as they've been given the facts, Nebraskans make great decisions.
I know there, we've heard some speculation that what with their efforts on the federal level with the ag bill, that they might be shifting strategy away from the state level and maybe try to work more on the federal level, and then other people say, oh, this is just part of the multi-pronged approach that they're using.
I'd say with all the money that they get from their ad campaigns and how they sell themselves trying to help dogs and cats, they've got plenty of resources to make attacks on many different fronts. And so, you know, we visited with our Nebraska federal delegation. They're very receptive and want to stand up for agriculture. And so Governor Heineman's given the same message. So, again, we're going to keep our nose down and do what ag producers do and work hard and be prepared.
Now, you, of course, represent the cattle industry, and to this point, most of their efforts have been in the direction of the pork production and egg production. Do you see any signs that they're getting more focused on the cattle business?
Absolutely. In fact, great question, great timing, because on Tuesday there was a meeting held by HSUS here in Lincoln, and they talked about how Nebraska feedlots are not the right way to raise beef, and that contributes to pollution, like they say on their website. And we would take offense to that, because if you look at all the regulations that we have to comply with and want to comply with from NDEQ and EPA, we're doing the right thing right here in Nebraska. So they made a statement this week, and they've looked at Nebraska feedlots, and so for all you feedlot operators out there and people that enjoy beef from Nebraska feedlots, they're wanting to attack that demographic in agriculture as well.
So they're saying the pollution part of it is the big concern, or what are some of the other things they're arguing?
Confinement. They don't believe in confinement of any way. They like animals to be fed on grass. And as we've said all along, it's about choice. I mean, consumers want organic beef raised on grass. Great. But that doesn't mean that you can be critical against other forms of production for consumers that like beef and traditional production practices as well.